Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Shepherd Leadership, the audiobook. I'm closing in on 4,900 posts on my blog that started back in 2009. About a year ago, I decided to make my blog a little more accessible. I realized that some people didn't have time to pull out their phone or sit down at their computer every morning to read what I had written, so I began to record my posts and make them available as a podcast on the Craig T. Owens audio blog. So a similar thought occurred to me as we put the finishing touches on my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. In addition to making it available in its print and ebook format, I also wanted to record an audiobook. I am so grateful to my good friend Kevin Richards, who walked me through this whole process. His expertise and encouragement made this project a reality. Take a listen to this trailer we put together to give you just a small sampling of the audiobook. And if you like what you hear, you can download this book on Audible or in Apple Books. I've shared links in the show notes.
This is Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, by Craig T. Owens. This book is read by the author, who also holds...
Chris, a colleague who worked with me at our after-school youth center, walked in one afternoon and greeted me with a rather odd question. Craig, do you prefer to be called the lead pastor or the senior pastor? When one of the sixth grade students laughed and said, "Nice try, pastor, but you can't distract me," his teammate stopped mid-play and looked at his friend with wide-open eyes. "Pastor? Did you just call him Pastor?" It was at these moments I'd walk back to my golf cart, grab my trusty plunger, hold it high in the air, and literally say out loud, "This is a job for Plunger Man!" My friend, the only applause that you should care about is from nail-scarred hands. The only words and the only recognition that matter for all of eternity come from the chief shepherd, who says, "Well done, good and faithful servant."